Have you ever had garlic butter?
Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It's episode 4. Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Hey, we've got a little drink in our hands. I'm
very good. How are you?
I'm good. It's not just us, Joe.
Oh,
we've also got producer Ethan in the corner. How are you doing, Ethan?
Hey, now, before we got recording, Ethan had a little nosebleed. What happened, mate? Picking it.
Well, I didn't want you to say that, Drew, but yeah.
What was up? Do you pick your nose?
No, it wasn't. It was just a little spot, that was all.
Oh.
Side, sorry. But yeah, I think it's gone down now.
Have you ever picked your nose and it's bled?
Yeah, all the time.
It's mad, isn't
it? Then when you and then it bleeds so much that the scab feels like a bogey, and you pick the bogey, and then it just
you bleed again. Yeah.
And sometimes it's months.
And you got to convince other people who see you bleeding that, you know, you're scared of heights or something.
Yeah. What?
Do you know
what? How is that less embarrassing than saying that you've picked your nose too hard?
I thought you bleed if you're scared of heights.
No.
Do you bleed if you're high up? I don't know. Anyway, let's get it on.
Yeah, go on. Joe's breaking news. What we got coming up?
Well, no, I want to talk about the Patreon. Thank you very much for joining the Patreon. We've got a lot of members so far, but the 500 Club still has spots.
Yeah.
What's the 500 Club,
Joe? 500 Club is the 500 first, foremost, and best sloppers.
The best is the correct word.
The best sloppers. The 500 Club is an exclusive club for the first 500 patrons. There's over 200 patrons already, right?
Woo-hoo!
There aren't that many spots left. If you want to be part of the 500 Club, click the link in the description. Join our Patreon. Get 2 extra podcasts a month. Get the illustrious Sloppy Joe's feature where Joe tells you about him shitting himself. And you also get cheap tickets to any live shows. You get cheap merch. You get all sorts of extra stuff on there. And the forbidden tapes. The early recordings. Never before released.
Never before.
Until now. Join the 500 Club and be a top slopper.
6 minutes ago, I posted on our Patreon, Joe poos himself in Turkey. Yeah. That's the kind of content you get for a quiz.
If you want to see that.
Now, I didn't film it.
Click the button.
We did have a picture shown to us by the cleaner who wasn't happy, and they got sent to On the Beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. More about that on patreon.com / Sloppy Joe's podcast.
There you go.
Coming up on the show, 9 out of 10 Club.
Oh.
Joe versus Joe returns.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be tight because it could be too old this week.
You stitched me up last week.
No, I didn't. It was fair. Anyway, I think I've gone the other way this week.
So the question isn't, when was John Lennon's driving test again?
Nope. You'll like the questions this week. I will also do a feature that people are loving. Ask Ethan.
Ask Ethan is an absolute feature. We've also got 5 cadets being entered into the Slopper Army, all getting a free T-shirt. Army. The Slopper Army is filling out. We are getting a fucking phalanx of fucking army members. Stay tuned to find out if you're in the Slopper Army. If you want to join, send an email to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com for a chance to join. Tell us why you should be in the Slopper Army. Cadets being announced later.
Yeah. Okay, first up, how have we all been, guys?
Stressful
week,
innit? How
have we all been? Busy week. Ethan, how have you been, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Busy week, like you say, Drew, but still ticking along.
Anything exciting happen in your week?
I got very ill. I was really poorly.
Okay. And what are we talking about? Both ends or...?
Do you mean both ends? Just
sick and poo.
What do you think he means?
Both ends.
No, just just a bit snotty, bit of a cough. You know, just
very ill. He described himself as very poorly. What happened? I sneezed.
Joe, I think you need to do Ethan's accent more because you nail it.
But I don't want to be discriminatory to the Geordie man.
He's been doing what?
Discriminatory.
I've got a couple of things I want to talk about.
Come on then.
Work toilet etiquette. Oh, I want to bring this up to everyone.
You're such a...
Right, so I do some stuff for the BBC.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where I do some stuff. This is just basically talking about when you go to the toilet at work.
Do you wish you hadn't said that it's for the BBC?
Yeah.
Because as soon as you said BBC, you went, well, it doesn't matter where it is. It could be anywhere. It could be ITV, Channel 4.
Yeah.
It could be Dave.
It could be Dave.
It is BBC, though, isn't it?
We'd be good on Dave.
Yeah, we would.
It is BBC. I'll explain the toilets first. 2 cubicles, 2 urinals. It's a simple set out. Here's what's happened to me recently, and I want to know what you all think about it. The first thing that's happened is, as I'm walking to the toilet, and it's a bit of a walk from your offices to the actual cubicles.
A bit of a walk?
Kind of a bit of a walk. Like, it's like 10 metres.
Couldn't be any closer. 10 metres is here to Ethan.
I tell you what it's far enough for. you, sorry about that, guys, you to be joined by a work colleague who is also going to the toilet. So now we've got a situation where I'm walking to the toilet with someone who is also walking to the toilet. We both walk to the toilet together. You know, we're chatting about emails and stuff.
Is he sharing the toilet with you? Is it communal?
This is, yeah. So as I walk in, we will be seeing the two urinals, two cubicles.
And this is where there's a big decision to be made here.
This is where, if the question comes in.
If they go to the urinal, how embarrassing does it look?
Here's what happened, right? I'll be very honest with you. I needed a number two.
Obviously.
So as we come through the door, what does he do? He goes straight for the first cubicle. Here's the thing. I then can't go into the second cubicle.
Why?
Because I am knowingly shitting next to my work colleague with a bit of MDF between us. And that's everything. We might as well be holding hands.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What would you do in that situation? Do you know what I did? I let him in and I went for a Phantom Wii.
Did you?
I went for a Wii with a turtle's head. Oh. A gorilla's finger, if you would. What did you call it, Ethan, when you nearly need a poo?
Yeah, I think you're right. Turtle's head is the term, not when it's like nearly coming out a little bit.
Like that. He didn't say it. You wanted his opinion, and he went like it was the Guinness World Records for confirming it. I think you're right. Yeah, it says here turtle's head poking out. Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, top marks. You know, so I can't argue with that.
And then, so I had to go for a wee then.
Because the last thing you want is you both sat down thinking he is there. If there wasn't a toilet, if there wasn't a wall between us, I can do that and put my hand on his head.
If we both like put our hands up like that, if it was a hurtful poo, do you know sometimes you have to lift your hands if you're having a hurtful poo?
Yeah. Like I say, hurtful, like it's not hurting you physically, it's hurting you emotionally.
No, it's hurting you emotionally. We'd be practically holding hands if we both did that.
Yeah.
So now what I've got to do is I've got to have a Phantom Wii.
Why don't you put your hand underneath and just go, hold it. Like that. Hold it. Bit of support.
Bit of support.
Hand underneath the cubicle. That.
I've got a Phantom Wii and then I've got to wait another about 15 minutes now before I go to the toilet again. Because the walk to the toilet is quite obvious for everyone in the office.
Right.
And I don't want people to think I've got a problem.
Why? You have?
I have got problems. But what I'm saying is, I'm in a situation now where I've got to hold the poo in for another 20 minutes. An unnecessary 20 minutes.
Yeah.
What would you do in that situation?
Here's what I would genuinely do.
And you wouldn't poo next to him. Don't tell me you would.
Let me tell you. And here's the thing. You're in a situation, it's no win. No fee at this point. Do you know what I mean? There is no great way out of this. Yeah. You either leave needing a poo or you're shitting next to your mate. Here's what I would do, genuinely. I'd go into the cubicle next to him.
Yeah.
Shut the door. And then we wait it out.
We
wait till he leaves. You hear that flush.
Chicken.
And then you land your first bad boy as he's flushing. Yeah. Use his noise to cover up your drop.
Because that's what you do, innit? Yeah. Do you ever cough whilst you're dropping it?
No. I'm keen on waiting for a hand dryer, though. If it's a Dyson Airblade, you can get the whole thing out.
Craggy, the hand dryer helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's that? Yeah, blasting.
Like firing a Yuzu bottle up in the air.
But that's what I do, because I can't... I'm not going to hold it in. I'm there now.
Yeah.
And also, that's the thing. It's almost got its own brain, hasn't it? When it really sees does. The toilet, it's ready to go.
Oh, I think it's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Get me out. I'm free.
Yeah, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of it.
Ethan, what would you do? Would you poo next to your work colleague or would you hold it?
I would hold it. I would be very embarrassed. Do you have that problem when you go to the urinal when you're standing next to someone and you just can't wee at all?
Yeah, I do have that.
A bit. Why? What do you mean? Does it really affect you?
Apparently it affects 1 in 7 men.
Oh, he's Googled it. He's Googled it.
Statistics, man. Over 1 in 7
apparently.
Men.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So what...
When you say apparently, do you mean you've Googled it or have you sat in a public urinal going, can you piss?
Yeah.
Well, I think, no, like, can't. I've had this problem before, so just give it a Google to see if it was common or not, because I was a bit embarrassed. Because I do that thing where you just stand and you pretend for a bit of period of time because the guy's next to you. Yeah. Then you just pretend to shake afterwards.
What was it?
You know
what I mean? Audio viewers, your shake's aggressive.
Yeah, his shake.
Shake just... again for us.
Well, just like to really like sell the point, you know what I mean?
Really bobbing
the fucking Bronco.
Well, you
my New Year's resolution 2017.
Bloody hell, 5 years ago.
5 years ago was to wee at urinals without failure. Because I've had
what
that before.
About failure?
Because I've had it before. You stand next to someone and you go, okay, I can't piss. And up until 5 years ago, in my early 20s, sure, I struggled with that.
Really?
And I made it my New Year's resolution.
You're not 25.
Yeah, 5 years ago, I was in my early 20s.
Were you? What would you class as your early 20s?
20, 21, 22,
yeah,
23.
All right, okay, give it all.
What you have to do is thus, Ethan. First of all, because what can happen is when you're someone that struggles to wee next to someone, you end up being so used to going in the cubicle that even when the urinals are free, you still go in the cubicle out of habit.
Yeah, I didn't
notice.
First
things first, if you're in an empty toilet, always use the urinal. Get your body used to looking at the wall and pissing.
Yeah.
Because you should be able to do it when there's no one else in there. Next thing, only use it when it's like, let's say there's five urinals next to each other. Go three away, then piss. You should be able to do that afterwards. Yeah. Then you slowly build up to the point where I was pissing next to a bloke.
You're pissing on a bloke?
There's eight urinals. There's eight urinals empty. And it's me and Andy next
what
to each other.
What a power move.
What a power move that is. He's right at the end.
And I go, hold yours?
There you go, big man.
You held both of them.
Arm round. Cross hands, like that.
So
there you go, slowly build up to it.
Back to Joe's technique of waiting for a hand dryer. Is that what you do when you need a poo, like in a public place?
I have done before, yeah.
I thought you had a cheeky little Dyson Airblade.
Moved on to my second question for toilet etiquette.
Jesus Christ.
You go into the toilet, right. You recognise someone.
In the toilet?
No.
Hey, yo, mate, do we know each other?
Right, so you recognise someone at the urinals.
Right.
Do you spark conversation?
Slap on the arse and move on.
Because this week, I was having a piss. Someone came in and it was like we've met in a pub.
Oh, no.
How are you, Joe? Well, I'm currently having a piss. Yeah. You got to be like, oh, great, mate. Yeah. Willy in hand, you know. You're mid-flow. Yeah. Great. But he's not. He didn't see the awkwardness in it.
Mm.
Whereas I worry, if I walk in and if I don't spark conversation,
no.
The person we might look at me and go, he's been a bit rude. I know him.
No, you don't do that.
Your
two options are, you either stay silent, or you go behind them, gentle massage, you go, you're right in their ear, get it all out, big man. That's it, get the poison out.
That's what I say.
Get the poison out, big boy.
What would you do in that situation, Ethan? Would you spark conversation?
What if they were massaging me?
No.
No. If you...
If you entered the toilet and you saw someone by the urinals that you know, would you spark conversation with them?
I know I've not done it before. I don't think so, Joe.
So you'd say silent, so they'd think you're rude, basically.
No, I'd be like, oh, you all right, mate? And then they'd be like, yeah, or whatever. And I'll just, like, keep my distance.
Whoa. Hey,
get
pal.
Get back.
Keep your distance. I'm all up for a bit of fun, but keep your bloody distance.
Keep your distance. Oh, that's interesting. I just wanted to... Those situations came up at work this week, and I wanted to see what you guys thought.
Mm. That's the BBC Toilet Second Floor Media City.
How did you know it was second floor?
Because I was there.
Another thing I want to talk about that's happened to me this week. I went to see the Marvel film, Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
Not the new one, no.
Do you like Marvel?
It's all right.
Do you like Marvel, Ethan?
It's all right.
Just all right?
Yeah,
pretty good.
He sounded like he was hiding something there.
Do you like it? I like it. You can be honest.
I just don't understand it. There's far too much going on for me. So many made up things to create. What it's like things like Harry Potter and that as well. Just this kind of sci-fi stuff just goes right over me.
What really? Kind of films do you like? Just like a more simple film, like a
Forrest Gump,
like a Tweenies or something. Like
I love Forrest Gump.
You are a bit like Forrest Gump in a way, aren't you?
That is so insulting.
He saw the world.
He did see the world through the eyes of a child.
I didn't mean like that. I mean, you know, you'll get about Ethan, won't he?
Right, yeah.
You'll love it.
What else?
What's his favourite films? I want to know what his favourite films are.
I watched The Awakenings the other day. That was good.
What's that about?
About this film in the 60s. Sorry, it's real life. It's based in the 60s where all these people had this brain disease where they become... Sorry, I can't be laughing at this.
Is it a comedy?
No, it's not a comedy.
No. Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing?
He loves the dark stuff, doesn't he?
He cut back to your camera.
Why are you laughing at
him? He's got a nosebleed again.
No, it's not funny. Sorry, I just...
Say it again, but serious, please. I want to know.
All right, sorry.
Mark Commode.
So it's set in the 60s. It's based... a real story.
Cut back to you. Stop cutting to our camera.
It's a real story based in the 60s where all these people in the States had a disease of the brain that meant that they couldn't move and do things, but they had things that could trigger them back into life.
Like
so
what?
They're lifeless. So like things like their favourite music or whatever would send them back into life and they'd be moving again after not moving for like 30 years. Involves Robin Williams and Robert De Niro.
Let's just do a little role play here, Ethan, right?
I'm going to set out this one.
Oh, no.
Ethan, what do you think would bring you back to life if you were sat in that state?
Oh, it's a good question. Because obviously it has to be something that like just initiates a change in you. I don't know, maybe the clinking of beer bottles or whatever.
Oh, that would bring nice. Give me that.
Right. Right. Here we go.
Fall asleep.
Ethan, you're asleep. Good to you.
Right, for the audio listeners.
How long have you been asleep for? You think you guys first?
Been asleep. Whisper it.
22 years.
22 years.
He's only 23. Who put that top on him? Right.
Ethan. He's grown, hasn't he?
So you're asleep, yeah?
Yeah. For the
audio. Why did you answer?
Sorry.
Sleep.
Don't say sorry. You're asleep. Right. So just to double check, Ethan, you're asleep, yeah? Perfect.
Perfect. What a guy. What a guy.
Here we go. Here we go. I love that. It needs more than one. It's just like, he snoozed me.
That is the weird.
He just put me on that. Snooze.
Role plays are weird. Right, let's carry on. Right, I saw the Marvel film, Doctor Strange. Here's what I want to say to you. Balding men need to be represented more in Marvel films. Can I tell you why? One, the stress that man went through during that film. Right, I don't give anything away, but he had literally the universe at stake. That would make any man bald.
Yeah, that's true.
Mate, I've got to worry about taxes and that, and yeah. I'm bald. He had like millions of people's lives in his hand. Three, two winds me up. I didn't even say two then.
No.
I skipped.
Straight to three. One,
two,
three.
The Hulk. When he goes to the Hulk, he's got a full head of hair.
Hang on a sec.
The man's full of radiation.
I was going to say also, if you think about it, the Hulk grows and his shorts become shorter. Surely when he grows, his head gets bigger. And therefore, his hair should go from a full head of hair to just a Dr. Phil around the side.
It's insane, isn't it?
Because his head should pop through and therefore drag the hair around the sides. But it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
The thing is, there are some bald superheroes, though. Magneto.
Yeah, they own it.
Right.
None of them are putting this moose on before they go out and fight the world like I do. And that's what I'm fuming about.
What moose is it?
None of them put caffeine shampoo in their hair. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's very little Alpacin.
There is very in the Marvel little Cinematic Alpacin. Universe. There's so little Alpacin. Half of them wear masks. Do you know how much damage that do to your hair?
Yeah, I know.
If I wore Iron Man's mask, wow.
Do you remember there was a spate? I don't know if it was ever actually true or whether it was just a rumor. But like, do you remember in the 90s when the scrape back hair was really popular?
Yeah,
as tight as you can. My sister said there was people at her school, girls at her school, who did that, whose hairline was like back here.
Oh,
it was
God.
So scraped, it would doink. Pull all the hairs out from the front. And he's got a mask on all the time, as if that's not applying some pressure to the follicle.
Yeah, I just think, you know, we need to be represented more bald in men.
Yeah.
I'd love it at the end of that film. Doctor Strange, you know, he saved everyone. He's got the girl. You know, wow, he's wiped his brow, but he goes, fucking hell, I might have to go Turkey for Doctor Strange 3.
Doctor Strange 3, where's it going to be set? New York? No, think again. Istanbul. Can we not save Turkey once? One time, can Turkey be in danger? Why is it always fucking New York? Can we not be somewhere I can also get a gastric band and a hair transplant?
Do you not agree, Ethan? Balded men should be represented more in films.
Yeah, I hope it never affects me, though.
Bloody hell, he's on himself quite
easy. Straight away, isn't he? He's a very selfish man, fundamentally.
Yeah.
Why? Why does it not affect you?
Well, I don't know. I guess I do have quite a bit of a high hairline. I don't know. My dad just kind of like sweeps it across.
Is your dad bald?
What, your dad does your hair?
He wakes up in the morning, his dad sweeps his hair across his forehead and off to work with your son.
Slap on
the
mum.
Go get some money for the family and keep that bloody hair
as
across.
That's as he's weighing.
Big day for you today, big man. Proper big day. His dad's 4'9".
Yeah, you do me proud, son. And that's my week, really. Does anyone have anything they want to throw in for their weeks?
Ethan?
And like I said, I've been really ill, so not much to report on my food.
What have you eaten this week, Ethan? I like Ethan's food diary.
Yeah.
Had anything nice to eat this week, Ethan?
I had a fish and chips yesterday.
Why does it make me laugh, that? What did you have? How did you have your fish and chips?
Salt vinegar?
No, like mushy peas or anything.
Usually I might, but I was buying for everyone, you see, so it was just easier
ass.
For me to remember.
I'm not getting no curry sauce.
If I can save the price of a bit of peas on each one, that's about £6 by the end of the round.
What do you mean you're buying for everyone?
Well, Because it's like...
No, it's like the fish and chip Milky Bar kid. The fish and chips are on me! What do you mean you buy for everyone?
What's that about? Whose round is it this week?
It's a £12 minimum. So
what I get it on £12 card. Minimum?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
What are you buying from? Some old jeweller from the 18th century.
No, we're only selling bulk, big boy.
Just
I don't think you have to buy £12 worth of fish. Like, weight of it. Christ, that's a lot of chips.
Yeah, £12 is in the weight. You just got a kilo of fucking fish, raw fish. You'll have to scale it yourself, Ethan. What do you mean £12 minimum?
Just like you can't pay on, you can't pay with cash.
£12.
Well, you have to pay with cash. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting. Lovely. Well, that is our weeks, and thank you for sticking around and listening.
Yes.
9 out of 10 club. Right. The highlight of my week last week, right. Episode 3. If you're new to the podcast, go back and watch them all because they're all banging. Episode 3 was a particular highlight for me. Ethan brought in Stroop Waffles. What a reveal. But what is the 9 out of 10 club, Joe? Before
the 9 out of 10 club is where we say this food is about as good as it gets. It's not a 10 out of 10.
Nothing's 10 out of 10.
But this is a food where we think, you know what? It don't really get much better than this. And that's also because you give every food you've ever eaten a 9 out of 10. Yeah. So it's difficult. But at the end of the day, we bring a food to the table and the other two decide whether it gets into the 9 out of 10 club or not.
It's big pressure. And the pressure has come all the way back to you, my friend.
Now, this is a difficult concept to get across, I will admit.
Yeah, but we're an open podcast, aren't we? We'll get across.
We are. Because so far it's been like meals or like things.
Yeah.
Like full foods.
Full foods?
Yeah, as in like taste, like strip off, you just eat it. The thing I want to put into the 9 out of 10 club is more of an ingredient, but I think it may be the most important ingredient.
So you couldn't have this by itself?
Well, today we've got no.
What is it?
Today's entrance to the 9 out of 10 club, my nominee is butter.
Oh my. We can just say.
Unfortunately, we don't have any way to eat this other than myself, but I think butter, maybe, my mouth is watering, maybe the greatest ingredient on earth.
Can
on
I just
toast,
say,
on bread, in soups.
There's a word on there that really, really helps.
But is it mullalicious?
No.
Salted.
Salted.
Yes, salted.
Right, go
butter.
Then. Are we eating this?
I've got spoons.
Right. Ethan, come on. Let's get your cholesterol up.
Because I genuinely think butter might be the greatest food on earth.
It is delicious.
Put it in some like tender stem broccoli with a bit of garlic. Put it on top of, you know, pretty much any sort of sauce or gravy or anything
here.
Like that. Everything
crouch
is
down,
made better by a bit of butter. Mm. Look at this. It's a fresh pack. So I love a fresh pack.
You're quite small, aren't you?
I'm just going to dish up.
Right, so we are currently, for the audio listeners, Joe's got a packet of butter out. And he's got 3 teaspoons. And we are currently being served a little teaspoon of butter. I can't believe I'm going to eat just butter like this. This is madness.
No, go and sit down.
Watch out for my wire there.
Do you know what
it
I mean?
It smells nice. Oh, why don't you get something like Lurpak or something like that?
Too expensive.
Was it? Oh, yeah. True.
Oh, yeah, £4 that from Morrison's. I honestly...
This is going to be the best spoonful I've ever had in my life. It's fucking well nice.
Right, ready, Ethan?
For audio listeners, we literally have 3 teaspoons of butter on it. Right, should we have it?
Yeah, go on.
Madness.
The maddest thing is, it's so nice!
Do you know how naughty this feels? You know when you get like whipped cream and you just fucking put it in your mouth?
I'm like not... Ethan, what are you saying, mate?
Oh, man, it's delicious. What are you saying, Ethan?
I can't believe we just have a spoonful of butter.
I can't believe it's butter. Honestly, how nice is that just by itself?
Absolutely beautiful. Butter's great.
Talk to me. Talk to me about butter, Joe.
Oh, listen, I adore butter.
Do you?
I think I eat butter a bit too much, you can tell. Salted butter's my favourite.
Yeah.
Sometimes, especially this is kind of like Christmas time, you can just eat bread and butter.
Yeah.
Like a French baguette.
Oh, the full thing.
The French seem happy. Well, sort of happy. They write a lot.
They seem miserable.
The butter is beautiful.
Butter is so good. It's salty.
Smells very nice.
It's so rich. It's got so many people through so many hard times, butter has.
Yeah, it makes everything better.
Bread and butter. Have some toast. Stir a bit of butter into your scrambled eggs.
Oh!
My mouth is pissing itself at the
moment. Right.
Ethan, talk to me about butter, mate.
I'm so confused. My mouth is so confused. So confused.
Yeah, I can't quite believe, Joe, that your selection was a spoonful of butter, but there we go.
And but it's also what butter represents to, yeah, the public, to the wider public. I think hope. Butter has to go in the 9 out of 10 club. It's one of the most fundamental, best, most versatile objects on earth. And you know what, actually, at home, people at home who are thinking, gross, butter, just get a little teaspoonful of butter and just suck on it while Joe talks. Pause the podcast. Oh, get my yourself God. A lovely teaspoon of butter and just sit and suck. That's all I ask.
Do you know what you say, sit and suck, and Claire? Suck. Do you know what I was thinking? Butter ice lollies. Imagine freezing butter. Oh. Just sitting. Having a bit of a lick of one. You'd be out there all day.
You'd be there all day.
What an amazing idea. Coming soon, Sloppy Joe's butter ice lollies. Well, to be fair, I'm going to end it here. It's a yes.
Is it?
It's a yes.
Is it?
Butter's in the 9 out of 10 club.
I knew I was taking a risk, right? I knew I was taking a risk making people have raw butter off a spoon, but it's paid
it
off.
It paid
it's
off.
It's so good. Ethan, what are you saying,
what
mate?
What was you've said?
I've just... Right. Is anyone else going to be seeing here that this is absolutely ridiculous that we've just had a spoonful of butter for the 9 out of 10 club and, we're going,
down,
and it's gone
Ethan.
In? This is insane. This should not be in the 9 out of 10 club. A fucking spoonful of butter. Why are we sanctioning this?
As Mary Poppins once said, just a spoonful of butter makes the medicine go down. Medicine go down. Medicine go down.
Right.
Isn't it? Sorry, my Stroop waffles got rejected.
Yeah. I knew this was like a very nasty
Yeah,
show.
This is going to turn
very
nasty.
Very I think this is planned. I think you've picked the most null thing possible. Dull thing possible.
Dull. He's called butter. Dull. Have you ever had garlic butter?
I'm going to say, you're telling me you think butter's dull. Ever heard of garlic butter, mate? The least dull thing in the galaxy.
God, man.
Well, it's in. What would you have said? Yes or no?
No.
Oh, well, tell you what we're going to do.
It's in. Butter's in.
The first Sloppy Joe's night out, we're getting Ethan pissed and slabbering him with butter.
Coming butter.
Side of a street and seeing what happens with it.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 club has its second inductee with the triple cheeseburger and salted butter.
Oh, yes. Whee!
Hold on. Pause. Cut to Ethan. Send him to clap. Oh, miserable. Before we get on to Joe versus Joe, we do a thing called Agony Bants.
Yay.
And Agony Bants is a wonderful feature where people get in touch with their problems on our email, which is
sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Send in your problems, your queries, your quarrels.
Yeah, indeed. And we got some in. I really need a poo now after that salted butter, by the way. Has anyone else? It's just really triggered something in my arse. I'm actually going to have to go off for a shit.
No,
I'm actually after going to go. It's really triggered something, that butter. I think it's pushed my cholesterol to the edge. Wait, just keep going. I can do this. I'll have to do one after Agony Bants. I'm going to have to do one after Agony Bants. No, I've got to go.
I can do one.
I just did a little fart then to get me through.
Oh, God, he's pushed his cholesterol to the edge.
No, I've really...
He's got to go!
Let me go.
Make your mind up.
Right, you're back. Back from that. Well, bit of a disaster, but we move. Okay. Agony Bants, where people get in touch with their problems. This is from Wong. He says, hi, Joes and Ethan. Can I say I've once saw Ethan do some press-ups on top of a homeless person's dog outside Manchester Piccadilly?
Not true. Absolutely not true, is it?
Have you ever done that?
No comment.
And he's not done that, has he?
He's messing about, Ethan.
Wong here. I keep rolling out of bed. I've no idea why or how to stop it. I've been putting pillows on the edge of my bed now to ease my fall. I don't like sleeping on the floor because I get the opposite of vertigo. Please help me from falling out of bed. Wong.
This happened to me when I was a kid, you know. I didn't have a bunk bed. My mum made me a built-up bed. Because I was a big teen.
What do you mean, like, we're bare hands?
Well, I was a larger-than-life character, but I was also 6 foot when I was about 14.
Really?
Yeah, so my mum made me a built-up bed so she could store stuff underneath it.
Wow.
But this bed is probably 4 or 5 feet off the ground, and we didn't have any sort of edging on it. So it was just, like, basically like the Princess and the Pea. Tons of mattresses. And I woke up one night on the floor, bashed my head in.
Really?
Fell out of the bed, yeah. So I can sympathise with one.
How could he stop it?
You just have to get one of those little guards. You slide it underneath the mattress. Two poles slide under the mattress, and then it gives you like a little table tennis net that stops you from falling out. That's all he can do. Or he could do something really good and put the bed in a paddling pool. So then if he falls out, it's just like a little splash landing, like you're at a theme park or something.
That wouldn't be good for anyone, like that, would it?
No.
Do the Ethan, first what should he do?
Maybe could like... You get like a handcuff or something and put it to the bedpost. So like,
yeah, that's good. Imagine there's a fire. Where's the key? Smoke in the room. Look at all the fucking. Where's the key? Oh, I've dropped it in the paddling pool. I can't fucking get out. Imagine that. Handcuff yourself to the bed.
If you leave the window open, though, it's quite good if like smoke rises or if it becomes very smoky because you can breathe through the crack in the window.
Why have you said that with the solemn remorse?
What, are you all right? You
just of a person
crying.
That set someone's house on fire before.
If only they'd kept the windows open, they might have been all right.
What was the look in your eye there, Ethan?
Okay? I read a story the other day of someone who was in a house fire. They fell down the stairs and there's a little crack at the bottom of the door. And that little crack at the bottom of the door gave them enough air to survive.
Fucking hell. Good stuff. Right.
What about the rest of their family?
Dead.
Gone. All dead. Okay, and this one from Anonymous.
Yeah, to remain anonymous.
But we know your email, so we can give you a little drop.
You're getting a free t-shirt. You're both getting a free t-shirt. Yeah. Ethan, what's this person's name?
Johnson.
No, Johnson.
Surname.
That's what you call your penis, isn't it?
Yes.
Awful.
This is from Johnson. I became single last year for the first time since I was 21, and I'm now 29. Mm. And I was wondering how you could get me out into the dating scene. Three heartthrobs like yourself must be full of advice to help me out. It's also been a while since I've had some adult time with a lady. Right. I thought you boys could let me know your best moves and how we can settle the mood.
Yeah. So when's that? What, 7, 8 years ago?
Yeah, he's not been single for 8 years.
Wow. No, so single. Who was it? Cameron, in the Prime Minister's chair in number 10.
David Cameron.
He hasn't had sex since austerity came in.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? This is big.
Yeah.
Things have changed. Let me just tell you right now, things have changed. Probably that pre-dating apps and everything that.
The Muller caller was in its early stages.
In its infancy.
It was. It only had compote at the start.
Yeah, there wasn't even the banana flake Muller corner.
Oh, that came in 2014 minimum. So it's 8 years ago, isn't it?
I don't know.
Advice, Joe.
3-day rule. From matching someone on a dating app, right, to asking them out.
Yeah.
Assuming you're asking them out, they might ask you out, fine. No more than 3 days.
Really?
Because if you wait and you saunter along, how are you doing? What are you up to tonight? Hope things are going well. It gets dull and boring.
Yeah.
Get them asked out quickly. Because the thing you need to do, you can't really find out if you like someone over text because it's all formalities and fun. Meet up with them, say hello, see if you like them that way. But don't do this. There's so many people you speak to and they go, oh, I'm texting this girl. Oh, yeah, how's it going? Yeah, sorry, I'll only be texting for 2 weeks. What do you mean? Don't 3 days. Get match with them.
3 day
see
kill.
If you like them. Don't say, don't use terms.
Oh, sorry, not killing them. Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, you've got the romance inside you. You want to?
Don't say kill.
I won't say kill.
3 day ask out. That's my advice. And that's genuine advice.
Ethan, how did you get your partner?
Tinder.
Yeah, but what was your tactics?
No, he threw a tin of beans at her.
You! You're coming back to my. What was your technique?
My technique to
capture you, get not capture.
Stop
get
saying
your girlfriend.
Stop using such predatory
get your girlfriend.
Words. Don't say get.
Become one with your girlfriend.
I like that. Spiritual.
It was just decided to meet up on Tinder. Went to hers. Done the travelling. Impressed there and then.
What does the travelling mean?
Where does she live? The International Space Station. You mean done the travelling?
Done the travelling. What does it mean?
I got the train.
Where to?
Needle of Strange.
Preston.
It's not that far,
it's
is it?
It's not far, yeah.
So you've done the travelling.
Done the travelling.
Just, no, not out on a date.
How did you and your partner even become one?
Just showed a lot of interest in her, basically, Joe. She's Indian, so had a bit of, like, you know, Indian cuisine, took an interest in that. Watched a bit of Bollywood, showed a bit of interest in her, bit of time, you know what I mean?
That's actually really nice.
Yeah. That is really nice.
And that's a great bit of advice. Show interest in someone else.
Yeah.
It's not all about you.
Imagine, Joe. Yeah. Imagine if the shoe was on the other foot and and then you just dug even to like a greasy spoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a fish and chips. I suppose he does that.
Do you call her your little angel of the north?
No, I don't call her my little angel of the north, Joe. No.
Why?
Have you ever had sex like the angel of the north?
This is so childish.
Right, well, we've talked about love advice, and it's not kind of gone as well as we thought, but for some reason, this guy's getting a T-shirt.
Yeah.
The money, petty cash, you're draining it.
Right. People get T-shirts for being part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah? And that's what's happening there. Young Anonymous.
Well, do you know what? I'm going to take my anger out in you at Joe versus Joe. Joe versus Joe, I mean, you go head-to-head on our chosen subjects last week. It was garlic versus the Beatles.
Mm.
Garlic once won. Again.
Garlic won, yeah, because my questions were such questions as, which one of the Beatles can speak Portuguese? I guess Ringo Scudder. The answer was none of them. So it's currently 2-1 to me in Joe versus Joe. We're playing over a 12-week span, and if you lose, you have to wax your back. Here's his hairy back.
Do you keep putting it in?
Every single week. And if I lose, I have to wax my sack and crack.
Here's his sack and crack.
Absolutely not. Ethan, garlic.
What happens if they'll like sack and crack, like if we you do lose?
Yeah.
What are we able to show to the patrons?
We will put a patron video out, all filmed from my end.
Crikey.
Yeah.
That's Stretford End.
Exactly.
But bigger. Right. So who's going first?
You're going first. Garlic, week two.
Bring it on.
The questions have got a bit harder now.
Which true fact was the foundation for the idea?
I don't know what he's saying. Which true what?
Wait, he hasn't read the question yet.
All right. Go for it, Ethan.
Garlic, week two. Which true fact was the foundation for the idea that vampires are afraid of garlic?
Which true what?
Right, so there is a genuine... Obviously, vampires aren't really afraid of garlic because they aren't real. However, there is a genuine fact that includes garlic that is the foundation for the premise
right.
that vampires would be scared of garlic. What is that fact?
The fact is that garlic helps you see in the night.
Ooh, it's a good guess.
What is it?
The answer is garlic repels blood-sucking mosquitoes, and therefore the suggestion was that it could repel blood-sucking vampires.
Oh, that's a great answer. It's great. I'll take the loss on that.
Are you happy with that
I'm
question?
I'm happy on that one. Yeah, next one. Ethan, go.
Which common flower is in the same family as garlic?
Any multiple choices?
Yep. The choices are every flower that exists.
What's the white one?
Oh, that's a good question, that. Crocus.
Is it a dandelion? Is it either a dandelion or a daffodil?
They're
am I close?
Both yellow.
Am I close?
You're close in the fact that they're both flowers, yeah?
I'm going to go for a white rose.
The answer is lily.
Lily. It's the lily family.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Upsetting me, that.
Is it?
Fuck.
Because they're white as well, lilies. Yeah, I thought you were going to get it.
Yeah, well, listen, I knew I wasn't going to win this as soon as I got one wrong. Next.
Veterinarians and poison control organisations all agree that garlic is A, not safe for dogs, B, absolutely fine for the little fellas. It's a 50-50.
I'm going to go with not safe for dogs. Just
he's got it right! That's 1 out of 3. It's not safe for dogs. Dogs will perish.
Yes!
They eat raw garlic.
Amazing. Right, do you know what
keeps you in the game, that?
Keeps you in the game. Do you know what we didn't do? We didn't mention your chosen subject this week.
My chosen subject this week is France.
Take it away, Ethan.
The country.
Okay, first question on France.
Right, he's laughing already, which means we are well on our way to another stitch-up.
No,
look at
your
face.
It's not another stitch-up.
Why is he laughing then?
Go on, read it out, Ethan.
It's all right. What's the biggest city in France?
Paris.
Correct.
Oh, are they this easy, Joe?
Next.
What is the capital of France?
Look at you over there, laughing away like Muttley.
Oh, I just felt sorry about last week.
Paris.
Question 3. What is the Eiffel... Where is the Eiffel Tower?
France.
Oh.
2-0.
Paris. Is that correct?
2 out of 3.
Well, obviously you have to accept the first answer. So 2 out of 3.
Listen, I felt so sorry for last week.
See, you've made me look like a child.
You've got How many? Two out of three.
So I've won.
You've won.
3-1. See, you're making it easy for me there.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to get your back waxed at the end of this, Joe. It's first to seven.
Right. First.
And I'm on 3-1 up.
Yeah, but I'll come back next week.
Okay.
This Joe vs Joe was great, and I hope you respected the fact that I took it. You know, I took what I did last week.
Oh,
a bit.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I so see maybe what you're next doing. Week. You're trying to make me give you some easy questions.
Next week, when you do what you need to do, just make it. And my specialist subject is the Falklands War.
You know nothing about the Falklands War. Yeah, one thing I've realised about you, every single one of your topics so far, you've known nothing about.
Yeah.
Your first one, what was your first one again?
Peter K.
You didn't even know four of his stand-up DVDs.
Yeah.
What was your second one?
Gary Light, no, Snow Patrol.
You didn't even know who's in the band.
Yeah.
And this week you didn't even know that garlic was white.
So yeah, please can I do the Falklands War?
The Falklands War, absolutely.
Thank you for watching. Joe vs. Joe will return next week on
three
the Sloppy
more,
Joe.
Get in! Right, it's a very special time.
Very special.
Every single week we are giving away five T-shirts, right? Five T-shirts to
for
our very special...
limited time.
For a limited time only. Joe wants me to stop doing it because we're giving away too many T-shirts, baby.
Too many.
Especially I think give away five for as long as the cadets
are here.
Slopper Army is growing by the week, Joe.
Yeah.
You started the Slopper Army. Now you've got to see the range, the damage, the problems that it causes.
I'm ready for it.
We have five more cadets going into the Slopper Army today. I'm so happy to announce them. Number one is Josh McKinley. He's at uni in South Africa, and his uni campus is full of people. He's willing to wear Sloppy Joe's merch around uni. He's going to spread us to the Southern Hemisphere, Joe.
Wow.
How good's that?
You call me Jay.
I called you Joe.
He said
number
Jay.
Two. Our second cadet of the week is Joe Cluett, who's at University of Manchester.
Yeah.
So you can walk that to him, save money on the Josh McKinley's postage.
Oh, well, when we save money on the South Africa post, we can use that. Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Great. He also will call into Radio Manchester and fit the word Sloppy and Joe's secretly into his messages on
love
the airwaves.
That. Love that.
Joe Cluett, you are getting a shirt. And you are anonymous. You are in the cadets. Number four is Louisa, who is... Tell us a story about Louisa.
Louisa was our first patron. She signed up at 5 a.m. Right. Before I even knew our patron was live, she signed up. I have no idea.
One of us must know this person.
No. I generally think that she just signed up quickly after hearing the Sloppy Joe's podcast, which comes out on audio first. Download it, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from. And I think she just found us on Patreon and signed up. She was the first one. So she wins a T-shirt.
Gets a T-shirt and you are a cadet. Welcome. Just incredible loyalty, that. And finally, Sean Vernon, he's a truck driver.
Yeah.
He will wear Sloppy Joe's T-shirt up and down this great nation, Joe.
It'd be great if you get caught by a couple of speed cameras.
Yes. Because if you can send us your speeding ticket going 155 miles an hour
in a lorry.
In a 30. Yeah. And you're like, clearly drunk.
Why is he cross-eyed?
He's bladdered. Sloppy Joe's podcast t-shirt on.
There's the thumbnail.
Sloppy Joe's podcast t-shirt on. 155 miles an hour. We will pay your bail. We will get you out of jail.
God. How much money do you think we're making here?
It's going to be a lot of money, that, because 155 and a 30 is going to need a real steep decline there to get that sort of speed up. He's damaging lives there. Thank you very much to our cadets. Welcome aboard. More cadets announced next week. All getting a T-shirt.
Now the feature that is quickly becoming the best feature on the show. And people are loving it. What is it?
Ask Ethan.
It's actually called Spooky on Audition 2020, if you want to know.
Interesting.
I clip your voice, I made Spooky Edition.
Now, Ethan's become a bit of a cult hero around these parts.
A what hero?
So I've got a few questions for you today, Ethan. I want to get your thoughts on these things, okay? You ready?
Yeah, I'm always ready, Drew.
Good stuff, right. Good lad.
Question one. What thing do you wish existed but doesn't currently exist?
I actually need to think about this one for a second. Right, you have to edit this a little bit.
Yeah, go on. What are you going to pick, Ethan?
Teleportation, I think. I would really like, I was talking about it the other day, I'd really fancy teleportation.
So you could teleport here to anywhere now. What would you pick?
Ooh. Definitely not a country involved in war. Maybe.
Good start.
Can I say, you don't have to go to a country that's involved in war. I do like the fact you've eliminated them all from
Do you know the fact that he could go
first
there?
First things first. Definitely not a country involved in war.
And then where's next? Or do you want to keep eliminating stuff till we get down to the perfect place?
Yeah. Like fucking guess who for countries.
Yeah.
Is this country involved in war? Absolutely not, man. Okay, tick, 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 tick. Is this country hotter than 30 degrees year round? Bloody hell, not with my skin complexion. Tick, 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 tick. Tell us where you would go, not where you wouldn't go.
Would you be higher than the average penis size?
He's done you there. He's absolutely done you.
Yeah. Right, go for it.
I'd quite like to go to Bruges. I've never been.
However, you're going to Belgium.
Funny that, isn't it? Because that's one of the cheapest and shortest flights a human
Ryanair
being can buy.
Get you there for like, what, 20
you get
quid?
For 14 quid, Ethan.
I'd quite like to go back to America. That would be nice.
That'd be nice. What would you do there?
I'd go back to that football club I worked at for a bit. Maybe get some more Stroop Waffles from
her. Oh, he loves callbacks, doesn't he?
I've never known someone love callbacks more than Ethan. He's so professional, it makes me sick.
Well, what's the next
question
one?
Two, you're a mad scientist. What scientific experiment would you run if money and ethics were no issue? So you don't have to worry about people kicking off, no one's going to get hurt, but you can do what you want to who you want.
Well, I know the Nazis did an experiment where they kept people sleep deprived for a month, didn't they? And people became really weird looking after that.
So you'd want
to do that? What are you talking about?
So you get carte blanche access.
What are you talking
to anything,
about?
You replicate the Nazis' hard work?
No, sorry, that sounds bad. I don't want to be a Nazi. What I would, I'd quite be interested in, like,
no one wants to go to Belgium. Wants to fucking invade it. That's who wants to go there for. Jesus Christ!
Let's fucking hit them.
Right, question four.
So, no.
Let's
squash that. I'm not
a Nazi.
Keep
it in.
No, but okay, maybe like attach like animal body parts to humans. So maybe like for example, like maybe I don't know. It'd be quite funny to attach a trunk to someone. That would be funny, wouldn't it? Or maybe like I don't know, give someone the legs with the replace it with a dolphin's tail. That would be interesting.
That's fucking tight. Replace someone's legs with a dolphin tail.
I love that. Give someone else. It wouldn't fuse. So basically, you just got a dead septic trunk hanging off someone's face.
Crazy. Love it. Next
Absolutely
one.
Absolutely horrendous. Right. Have you ever had a sub?
Go on.
No, this one's a bit of
filth.
No, this is based on something that Ethan doesn't know that I know about.
What?
What? Go on. Have you ever had a subordinate that you mistreated and eventually sacked?
Is this about the Facebook page that you're referring to?
Go on, tell us a story.
Is this because I mentioned it briefly the other day?
What happened? What happened? Let us know. What happened? Well, Ethan, tell us a story.
When I was... I didn't realise you heard this, Joe.
Go on. So
when I was, I don't know, maybe like 14 or whatever... I set up a Facebook page. It was called something like scoring a penalty against a 5-year-old or a 2-year-old and thinking you're Lionel Messi, something like that. And I hired someone to reach like an intern. So I got
14, hiring an intern. Right, you're going to do all the social
you're
media.
You hired an intern for a Facebook
14.
Page.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it doesn't sound great to be honest. And I give him like ridiculous targets that I set him to meet to like make my page blow up. And we only got like, I think we might have got like over 1,000 or something, you know.
Set ridiculous targets. Sew this elephant's trunk to your own face. That was one of the targets, wasn't
funny
it?
That.
So what happened then?
Yeah, he didn't meet his target, so I sacked him.
That's so mad. He didn't meet his target.
He wasn't like paid or anything. He's just a volunteer. He wanted to improve his social skills. He's enjoyed a bit of football, wanted to get involved. I was only a kid. He was only probably like a 13, 14-year-old kid himself, and so I sacked him.
It's like Brian Adams, summer of 69 now, wasn't it? I was only a kid. He was only a kid. Oh, God. Right, fair play. What's the final question?
How did you
sack him?
I just let him know. I texted him and said, "Well, I'm afraid we're wanting to get this many likes by the end of the month, and we've fell short." So I used to like phrase it like third person as well, but it just means like we're gonna have to let you go. Do you know what I mean?
I've spoken to the board. which is my dad.
Oh, you're getting
and
your
we're going to have to let you go, I'm afraid. Oh, wow. My God. Right. If you're transported 400 years into the past with no clothes or anything
I'll
else...
I'll tell you this straight away. Ethan would die straight away. I don't care what the question is. They'd see him. His head would be off.
It would die straight away. Him there, I don't know what it is. Yeah. Cut his fucking head off before it starts sacking people.
Oh, what was your question?
Oh, you're transported 400 years into the past with no clothes or anything else. How would you prove that you were from the future?
Oh, I probably have, would I not have my phone? I've got nothing.
You've got nothing.
Nothing.
You're
no.
As born. You're as naked as the day you were born.
Love that.
I guess it's quite hard to prove it at this point. I'd obviously.
Oh,
have...
I know. Do you trim your pubes?
I know. I just thought I would. 400 years ago was there must be things like early gambling or early lotteries or things.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like. I'd have hopefully like some recollection of historical events that are to come, and tell people these things and. Make those run. Oh, and just come up with inventions, I guess I could do.
Right, here we go. Yeah, but you've got to do this pretty quick. So the year is 1622.
Yeah.
What happens in that year, Ethan, you could tell everyone about? Or 1623, maybe?
In 1666 is going to be the Great Fire of London.
Right. So you've got to wait. He's going to wait 37 years. Right. Don't cut my head off. Just wait 30 fucking 7 years and there will be a great fire. Oh, you're stuck there for 37 me. Years. The idea is that you're that meant to so convince funny. Him quite quickly, Ethan.
Listen, you believe me, 37 years.
Just wait. Just 37 years time, everything will become clear.
Mental. Do you not know anything else that happens in the 60s?
No, but sorry, I've got loads of ideas for this one. Maybe just like an invention or whatever like that
what?
I could say I brought to the table.
Like
well,
like
there's
what?
That there's that movie, isn't there, about the guy when the Beatles didn't exist or whatever. I could and he just wrote the music and he like conned them, didn't he?
So you'd go back into 1622 and sing Penny Lane. And they'd be like, Christ, he's from the future.
No, but I'm thinking. Okay,
we can do it like
point,
you know,
yeah.
Stormzy. Yeah. Do Stormzy. Do a bit of Stormzy. Shut up.
Final answer.
Yeah.
What are you doing to prove that to them that you're from the future?
I would warn them about historical events to come,
such as
the Great 9/11. Fire of London.
But you're stuck there for 37 years.
Maybe, like, if I had, like, a list of, like, monarchs or whatever to come, I don't know all the monarchs, but if I...
Yeah, so you don't know this information now. Then. You're getting transported now.
I've got one. Do you trim your pubes?
Was this, like, a Manscaped advert all of a sudden?
Yeah, because you could go, listen, look how smooth these are. I'm from the future. We have trimmers.
Oh, because I'm naked.
That's yeah, just naked. Not going to happen, is it?
Do you trim your pubes, Ethan?
Pardon?
Do you trim your pubes?
Use like little scissors, yeah.
I didn't think you used garden scissors.
Little shit.
Oh, chop me knob off.
So childish.
Wonderful. Brilliant. Ask Ethan.
Brilliant. So he proved that he was from the future by inventing things that he doesn't know how to invent and telling them about facts that are about to happen 300 years in
like
the future.
The Great Fire of London.
The lottery numbers. In 2021.
Guys, thank you so much. That is the end of Sloppy Joe's for another week.
I'm sweating. I've been laughing so much.
Episode 4 was wonderful. Jesus. Episode 5 will be next Tuesday. Whatever you're doing, make sure you listen to us on the audio versions.
Yeah.
That comes out early morning.
Yeah.
The patrons will then get us at 12 o'clock lunchtime, and then we'll be pushing it live on YouTube for the public at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, fantastic.
So if you really want to hear it early, get on the audio, listen to it when you get into work or you're on the train or bus or whatever, and then watch us if you're a patron because we look funny.
Join the 500 Club. £1 per month for life
for
if
life.
You're part of that 500 Club.
Patreon.com
/
Sloppy Joe's Podcast. That's all you need to get involved in the Patreon. And like I said at the start of the show, I've just posted a video called Joe Poos Himself in Turkey, and people are loving it. If you want to see it, Sloppy Joe's Podcast Patreon. Joe, hold hands again. Ethan, hold hands. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.